Blog Talk Radio.
Hello? Praise the Lord. This is the one and only Reverend Robin. Thank you so much for joining us today. It's great news for today's world. And that was one of my songs that the Lord gave me a long time ago. Thank you, Lord, for loving me. And thank you, Lord, for saving me. Thank you, God, for just giving me eternal life. We are so grateful to be called and serve the mighty Jehovah God. And we thank you so much for joining us today. Great news for today's world. The Sisters of the Lord, it's the Family Church of Jesus Christ.com. You can contact us there or, of course, by telephone. But most of all, know that God will never leave you nor forsake you. We have a couple special people. Of course, all of you are special people across the world. I have my co-host, Sister Sarah. Hi, Sarah.
Hi, Robin. How's everybody doing today?
Oh, it's a beautiful but humid day. We lost our power for a few minutes, but we're up and charged again.
Woo, that makes it for an exciting day, right?
And for our special guest today from the deep parts of Uganda, we have Pastor Jackson Kerigi. Hello, Pastor.
Hello, Sister Robin.
It's good to hear you, brother. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine by the grace of God. God has been doing wonders here. We're opening up our church hall yesterday, and we've seen the grace of God in Uganda.
Praise God. I know that I met Jackson a few years ago, and I was able to purchase 11 acres for that church they built. The church, and everyone just came running to hear the word of God. I believe they still got the generator for electric, and things have just been one challenge after another. But Pastor Jackson and his father, Pastor Moses, insist on going for the grace of God. And so, Pastor, I just want to turn it over to you and take about 10 minutes just to share what the Lord has on your heart, brother.
Amen, amen. Sister, let me first say thank you very much for this opportunity to share the word of God with the saints. And I want to say praise the Lord, Sister Sarah.
Hi, how's it going?
Yeah, I'm so blessed tonight, I'm delighted to share the word of God with you. And
yes, please.
I'm going to go straight to the word of God because we have little time. And my theme this night says, "Don't dwell on the past." Don't dwell on the past. That is my theme. And we are going to be reading the book of Isaiah, chapter 43 and verses 18.
Yes.
For the Bible says, "Forget the former things, do not dwell on the past." Amen. One thing I want to encourage the brethren all over the world is one of the greatest enemies of the future is the past. If the past was was good to dwell in, today would not be here and tomorrow would not come. The past uses the road of regret. Amen. The instrument of fear, of failure, doubt, and self-pity to chain its victims and deny them the blessing and the promises of tomorrow. Praise the Lord. And now, these are my notes. Every man who builds a momentum to his past will be enslaved by the past and is trained from the future. God does not want the past of your life to determine his blessing for you in the future. Praise the Lord. When we go to the book of Luke, Luke chapter 5 and verses 1 to 6, Peter had a fruitful time toiling throughout the night, but decided to accept the future that Jesus proposed to him. The result was a wonderful miracle. Praise the Lord. We see Peter toiling the whole night, trying to fish, but he got nothing that night. But when Jesus came to him and said, draw a bit, cast the net a bit deeper, and when Peter obeyed, he saw a miracle. Amen?
Yeah.
So
amen.
We as well, we shouldn't rely on the past. We should look about tomorrow. Amen. Because when we say that we are going to rely on the past, we can never go on. We can never move on. Praise the Lord. But Jesus wants us to leave the past and focus on him. We look at the future, and our tomorrow shall be fruitful. Praise the Lord. That is why he sent Jesus, so that your past sins can be washed away and you can have eternal life from the moment you believe in Jesus as your Lord and Savior. What you do with your past today is what will greatly determine whether your tomorrow will be blessed or cursed. Then, make the best use of today to forget your past that was not favorable and take a decision in God for tomorrow. Praise the Lord. What you do with your past today is what will determine your tomorrow. Praise the Lord. So let us forget the former things. Let us forget our tomorrow, our yesterday, and focus about our tomorrow. And we shall have a bright future when we focus about tomorrow. Amen. Let us forget our past. We've all had our past. Some of us were drunkards. Some of us, you know, were prostitutes. Some of us were, like in Uganda, if I give an example for Uganda, some of us were sorcerers. Some of us would go to witch doctors. But we should forget all our past and focus on Jesus Christ and focus about tomorrow. Amen. Because if we dwell on the past, we can never move on. Amen.
Amen. And Pastor Jackson, let me interject here real quick because I am so excited about this word. You know, in Isaiah 43:18 through 19, it even says, see, I am doing a new thing. This is God. He said, see, look. I'm doing a new thing. It's springing up. Do you not perceive it? Do you not see it? I am making a way in the desert, in the streams, in the wastelands to motivate us to see the vision. That is our purpose. See those things coming right now. Not dwelling, as Pastor Jackson said, on the past. As God says in verse 18, forget the former things. Don't dwell on the past. See? Look. I am doing a new thing. Amen?
That is true. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. As I conclude, because all minutes are gone, I want us to have this, to note two things. I want us to note two things, and number one is, if you must overcome your past, you should hear something new from the Word of God that you believe. Every single time you have to hear something new from God, and believe the word of God. If you are to move, from your past. Amen.
Amen.
Number two, you should take away the evidence of your past in expectation of a new thing. We should forget the past and expect something new from God every other time. Amen.
Amen.
God has a great future for you, so don't dwell on your regrettable past. Amen. Some of us, some people, I have a friend who was listening yesterday, he's a gospel musician. When we were still in high school, this friend of mine, I would take drugs, amen, but he has decided to move on and he has forgotten his past. He doesn't dwell on the past anymore and say, I would take drugs, but he is focusing on the future, what
tomorrow
brings, praise the Lord. Amen.
Yes.
So that is
amen.
What you must do. Hallelujah. A miracle is waiting for you if you can stop dwelling on your past failures. Praise the Lord. If we stop dwelling on our past failures, a miracle is waiting for us. Praise the Lord.
Amen. He has this place he's already prepared for you, Jackson. Yes.
Amen.
I wanted to ask Sister Sarah to give like 10 seconds, Pastor Jackson, and then I want you to close in prayer and exhort the people, okay? Sarah, what do you got to say?
Come again?
Yes.
Sarah, after Sarah talks, Jackson, I want you to close in prayer.
Okay. We pray together.
Go ahead, Sarah.
So I think there's something I feel so strongly about. I know that in the natural it can be hard to forget about your past, but I want to encourage you guys, for any of you that are dwelling on your past, any failures and mistakes and things like that, just know that Jesus' arms are opened wide and he forgives all sins and cleanses you white as snow. And not only that
is very
but the word says that you are a new creation in Christ when you've been born again.
Amen.
The old man is gone and the new man has come. Mm-hmm. So remember, you are not your former self anymore. There may be things that need to be worked out, because there were. Christ is renewing
Amen.
You every day.
Well, now, here we go. We've got Pastor Jackson, deep in the heart of the jungle of Kampala. What is the name of the district or town that you are in? What is the name of the town that you live from?
My sister, Robin, I'm not getting you very well.
What is the name of your town or village, district?
My name?
No, this where you live, your city, your town. What is the name?
The town?
Yes.
The name of the town is Namutumba.
Tumba, that is it. Okay, Brother Jackson, let's close in prayer and lift the people up for healing, spirit, soul, and body. Pray, brother.
Amen. Hello?
Yes, go ahead and pray.
Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, loving Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for this ample time, oh God. I want to thank you for my for Reverend and the sister Sarah, King of Glory. Father, thank you that they are doing, Father. For we say in your word, go into the world, go, you give us the great commission to go into the world to preach the gospel and the gospel of truth. My Father, this is what they are doing, that we are able to reach out to the masses. Father, I pray a blessing upon their lives, O God. May you continue to provide for them. May you continue to open doors unto them, King of Glory. Loving Father, Lord, I commit every single person who has been hearing this word that we shouldn't dwell on our past, my Father. The past has held us back, and we've not moved on, my King of Glory. But it's my prayer, Father, King of Glory, that, Father, let us not dwell on the past, but let us, Father, focus on you. Let us hold on you that we are able to move on. My Father, I come against every spirit of infirmity. Father, for the people who are sick, there are people who are sick and they're in their homes. There are those who are sick and they're in hospitals. My Father, I pray for them, King of Glory. I pray for total healing, my Father. I pray for restoration, King of Glory. Loving Father, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. This day, King of Glory, I pray. praying for healing, a healing of the bones, healing of the flesh, in the mighty name of Jesus. We come against every spirit of infirmity. We come against every disease. We come against every sickness. My Father, my God, we come against curses in the mighty name of Jesus, that your people are going to be set free. That, Father, Lord, even for those who have not believed on you, Father, I pray for the spirit of conviction, continue convicting them until you accept my Father. For you say in your word, Father, you don't desire to see somebody die in sin, my Father, Lord, but your desire is to see people transform from their sin, O King of Glory, and they accept you as Lord and personal Savior. Father, tonight we commit our brethren in Kenya, our brethren in India, my Father, for those who are in Canada, in USA, my Father, and the world over into your hands. But Father, Lord, as we live in the last days, my Father, may you pour up your Spirit, King of Glory, the spirit of conviction, that we shall see more souls being saved. We shall see more souls coming back to you. Father, we thank you. We bless your name. In Jesus' name we pray and believe. Amen. Mr. Robin, thank you very
Amen.
Much.
Amen. Glory to God. Everybody will see you on Monday. Thank you, Pastor Jackson. Bye, Sarah.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you, Lord, for loving me, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord.